Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
What's bigger than the college football playoffs? What's bigger than the NFL playoffs? Paul, do you know what that is?
Toast and Jam.
You got it. Yes.
Do I win? Do I get something for my prize?
Winner, chicken dinner. All right. From the 1047 studios in the Valley City Times Record Building in beautiful Valley City, it's time for Toast and Jam. We love this show, and it's a lot of fun to do. We'll get you through the winter doldrums. I don't think I spelled that right. How do you spell doldrums?
D-U-L-L-D-R-U-M-S, doldrums. Do okay. I win something?
Yeah,
do
you win again.
To the spelling bee contest?
I failed. I'm Tim Oast, known as Toast, and here he is. This guy has more awards than my pill bottle.
You don't have a very big pill box, do you?
Paul McDonald, we know him as Jam. How you doing, Paul?
I'm well, and yourself?
Pretty good. A little chilly this morning. We're talking Tuesday here. Yeah. January 14th.
Yikes.
Man, double digits below zero, or like the new meteorologists say, -7, -? Really? Come on.
It's below zero.
It's below zero.
It's below zero.
Is that what they teach nowadays?
A friend of mine, when he was in radio, he used to say, because he worked up in Alaska.
Okay.
And he said, no, you don't say negatives. It's below zero.
Yeah, don't be a negative Nelly. It's below zero.
Below zero.
There you go. Toast and Jam is sponsored by the North Dakota Army National Guard. Our trivia sponsor is Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang Agent. And our executive producer, is Eric Kringley.
He's enjoying the Australian Open now. Of course, he's got to get up at 4 a.m. to watch the Australian Open.
Good for him. I'm not joining him.
Yeah, no. Neither am I. I'm sure they play it well because it's in Australia and they're 24 hours ahead of us or whatever it is.
Something like that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we were going to have a guest, and Mark Potts from Valley City State University, a little busy at this time, had some meetings going on today.
He wants to get in.
He will get in. We'll get him in here.
We'll get him in here.
Yeah. The Lamar Lobo himself. Yeah. We had all kinds of questions for him. How does Lamar do it every year? They always have good sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that big of a town.
No.
But they do it.
They do it.
Okay. We'll have Mark in here another time. Before we do anything, let's recap. Barnes County Tournament just held. Boys, Barnes County Tournament, 106th.
106.
Wow.
And there was a couple of years I don't think they had, had any, but 106 BCN, and this BCT, first time in 106 years that Valley City won.
One of the oldest county tournaments?
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah.
It's older than Stutzman.
County? Okay.
I think it's older than Stutzman. I'd have to dig in. The girls were 79, and so they even started before girls basketball was, which was 50 years ago when girls basketball started as a high school sport.
Right, there were some teams.
They were playing before that.
Yeah.
But the Highliners winning it. First time a Valley City team has won it. And it's the 14th time that the school, same school won the girls and boys. So, Highliner girls won in December, the boys in January. Lamar Litchell Marion, as you were alluding to, they did it in 18, the girls in 18, and then the boys in the January of 19. But it's been the 14 times that it has been done. Maple Valley's done it the most.
Okay.
But I did a little research on that.
Research, yeah.
You're
a research kind of guy.
I do. I like doing that kind of stuff.
You bet. And they beat Barnes County North in the championship game.
47-19.
And really low scoring.
Low scoring, and I really did not expect that. I thought BCN was going to play. It was 12-10 after the first quarter, and I said, this is kind of what I expect, but I thought the Highlanders might pull away kind of towards the end. But, Barnes County North could make a shot to save their life. They only had, 4 points between the second and third quarter?
Like we used to say, couldn't hit the broadside of a barn,
They were struggling. And the Highlanders, they only scored 47 points, but they were slowing the pace down a little bit. not running the ball as much as they would like, but
using more of that clock.
And so they got the W and went. So they're now 4-1 on the year, and they will be going to be on the road now. I believe Lisbon is coming up here.
That can be a tough one.
Lisbon's going to be good. They're going to start getting into. Well, actually, I'm sorry. This weekend, they're in Devil's Lake at the Devil's Lake Shootout, the boys' edition. The girls were there last weekend. The boys are there this weekend, and they play Stanley, and I want to say Rugby are the two teams that they're going to be playing out in Devil's Lake.
They'll probably be tested then.
They'll be tested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the girls, wow.
Yeah.
Off and running.
Off and running.
Like you said, the Shootout last weekend in Devil's Lake, they won two.
Picked up a couple of wins over Rugby and Shiloh Christian. They're 8-1 on the year now. Last night, Tuesday, Monday night, they defeated Central Cass 61-44. They're back at it tonight at Kindred. So they got a tough one with Kindred tonight.
And two ranked teams?
Kindred is not ranked right
not?
Now.
Okay.
Right now they are not. And then they'll have Northern Cass at home on Thursday.
Okay, two tough ones.
Yep, going to be a big, big week for Coach Howard and his crew.
How about wrestling? Rotary last weekend?
Rotary last week. Colton Grebel. But he's 27-1. His lone loss was to Ben DeForest last week at the Rumble. Avenged that loss by beating DeForest in the championship at the Rotary this past weekend. Beat him 5-3.
Wow.
Now, here's a little tidbit for you. A couple of things. Win number 200 for Colton. Only two other wrestlers, his brother Coy and Parker Larson, have cranked the 200 wins. And by beating DeForest, it's the first time that DeForest has lost to a North Dakota wrestler since he was in eighth grade.
Is he a senior?
And he's a senior this year. 2021, he lost to Coy Grebel in the semifinals of the 106-pound weight class at the state tournament in 2021. That's the last time Ben DeForest out of Bismarck lost to a North Dakota wrestler.
So the Grebels own him.
he got Colton last week, but Colton got his back. Now, see, Colton is ranked second in the state at 139, but we're thinking maybe, 133 might be where he goes for state. Okay. So we'll wait and see.
All right. Good enough. And we had another champion, too.
Miley Christensen for the girls at 142.
She's having a great year.
21-1. She's won 9 matches in a row and beat a girl out of Glasgow, Montana. Got a reversal with 1 second to go in the third period to win 2-1.
Is that exciting or what?
That's the way it's done.
That is the way it should be, right?
That's the way it should be. So she got a big reversal at the right as the horn was about ready to sound. And won 2-1, so she is, that's back-to-back championship. She won the Rumble last week, and now the Rotary this week. And they got Storhog down in Lisbon coming up, I believe, this weekend.
That's like kicking a last-second field goal, hitting the bar and going in.
And going, I've seen that before.
I think I have.
Gee, when did that happen?
Okay, let's go to the Vikes, VCSU Vikings.
Oh, good, the good Vikings.
Yes, yes, yes.
Did I say that out loud? Boy. The men struggle right now. They got in the conference play. They lost to Mayville State here on Friday night. 1-4 in conference play right now, and 10-6 overall. They'll hit the road to Dickinson State Friday, and then UJ, Jamestown on Saturday. And then the women, they too lost to Mayville. Mayville's ranked number 22 in the country in the women's basketball. Lost to them 90-73. On Friday night, in between all the BCT games, they squeezed some college basketball in there.
Nice.
And the women right now are 9-8 overall and 1-4 in conference play.
Dickinson, good old Scott Gym. Mm-hmm. It's a cracker box, tough place to play.
It's great. I love watching games there.
It is.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch, but
yeah.
I don't know if the players like it.
It's tough.
All right. Well, let's shift gears a little bit here. Move. Yeah. Did you learn on a clutch?
I did.
You did?
I learned to drive, and I've never used it. It was the Jeep, the station vehicle at KQWB back in late 80s, and their station vehicle was a Jeep. Took it down I-29, going to Gardner to do an American Legion baseball game. That's how I learned to drive a stick.
Yeah, mine was on a 60 Comet.
60 Comet.
And I had to put my mom through all of that. My dad didn't have the patience. Oh, boy.
The
60 Comet, Mercury Comet.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a white beast. Okay, so here we go. Vikings-Rams last night. We could talk about this for hours.
We could take up the entire time.
Okay, we lost to Detroit the week before, 31-9. Didn't score a touchdown. Hadn't scored a touchdown till last night for what?
21 straight drives.
Which is ridiculous in the NFL.
Right.
What happened to this team?
Good question. Teams figured out their weakness.
Defense, you know, in that Detroit game, defense kind of kept him in the game.
For the most part, yeah. And last night, for a little bit.
Right.
Early on, they didn't.
And I told you this earlier, the turning point in the game last night was that incomplete, so-called incomplete pass instead of a fumble and a touchdown for the Vikes. Would have tied it.
Here's what, the NFL will never do this, and here's why the NFL will never make a rule like this, because it would take away Pat Mahomes is one of his arsenals.
Right.
The underhand flip or the backhand flip as a pass.
It's not a
you
pass.
You do shovel passes with the...
It's a forward pass.
Exactly. And you have the guy coming for the jet sweep, the receiver comes through the line, and you do the shovel pass. I'm thinking if it's going to be a pass, it's got to be overhand.
Right. And the guy that he was passing to was on the ground.
Yeah.
He wasn't even throwing at him.
No, and it hit the leg of any of a lineman, which should have made him an ineligible receiver.
Right. If nothing else, illegal grounding.
Intentional
grounding.
But it was a scoop and score for the Vikings, and you're right. That was a turning point. It could have been 10-10 at that point.
10-10, it changes the game.
Yeah.
It really does. Vikings go down. What about the quarterback situation? Darnold, you said something that was interesting. He lost millions of dollars in value
the last two weeks. Because the New York Jets, Sam Darnold, reared its ugly head. And
Well, watching that Detroit game, he looked like a deer in headlights. He really did.
Yeah,
he had no idea what was going on.
What do they tell you as a quarterback? Don't take sacks. Get rid of the ball.
And he ran during the year.
He did.
There were times where he ran the ball. He, you know, last couple of games, last month, was he afraid to run? Oh, do I want to get hurt? Maybe my value will go down then, too.
Yeah, if I get hurt, then I'm not getting anything.
But he didn't look the same.
No.
He hasn't for quite a while.
Yeah.
But, hey, Vikes go down. 14-4, still a great year.
Yeah.
I mean, but what does that get you?
Yeah. What, it was the first team that's won 14 games that was a wild card team in NFL history?
Yeah. We were talking about the quarterback situation. What do you think? Darnold, he going to go? I think he will.
After what we've seen the last 2 weeks, and you mentioned it too, the frustration that Kevin O'Donnell showed, the look on his face on a few times, there was some frustration going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because Darnold doesn't want to be a backup. So not going to say, okay, Sam, we'll keep you, but you're going to be JJ's backup. You're going to be his tutor.
Yeah.
I say Sam goes. They keep Daniel Jones as the backup.
Mm-hmm.
They move forward with J.J. McCarthy.
I think so, too. I agree.
All other teams are going with their rookie quarterbacks and their young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
See what he got.
And it's going to be interesting to see where Flores goes.
Yes.
Defensive coach. And then we have the quarterback coach, too, McGowan.
McGowan. You could be an old coordinator somewhere.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Minnesota Vikings. Where do they need help? Right,
O-line is the big thing, and defensive backfield.
We can't tackle. Boy, how many missed tackles last night?
Yeah.
And 9 sacks
for
the Rams?
Ended up being?
That was a record.
Yeah. I went to bed before the game ended, then watch it on my phone. Every once in a while, I'd grab it and check it out.
Some teams don't have 9 sacks in the whole season.
No. Nine
sacks. How do you let that happen? He had.
No.
There were many times he could have thrown the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it into the ground or whatever.
Taken off.
Or take off.
Yep.
He just didn't. He didn't know when to do it.
No.
Well.
But it's one you put in your back pocket and say, "Okay, now we get ready for next year."
Man, we've been doing that for a long time. Next year.
Next year. Yeah. Next year better come quick.
I've been a Viking fan all my life.
Mm-hmm.
In the existence of the Minnesota Vikings since '61, have gone through 4 Super Bowl losses.
Mm-hmm.
Some embarrassing playoff losses, some close ones that should have won. The Favre year.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been a Super Bowl year.
Yeah, the year that the New Orleans had the bounty on him.
And the Gary Anderson missed year.
Against the Falcons. Doesn't miss a field goal.
Was that 98?
That was 98. They went 15-1. That was the Randy Moss, Randall Cunningham, Chris Carter Group. Doesn't miss a field goal all year. Mm-hmm. Till then.
I almost pulled my hair out totally. It was tough. It's been tough to be a Viking fan.
It's tough to be a Minnesota sports fan.
I know my brother-in-law, Paul, yeah. Bus driver Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, he was set on the Vikings in the Super Bowl this year. And I said,
I hope he didn't put any money on
it. You know what? I told him, I said, you know, I've been through this before. I have.
Yeah.
And you have.
I have. Yeah.
We know what the outcome usually is.
Yep.
And I said, don't get too high on this. Don't get high.
Don't. You got to stay level.
We've seen them do it before.
You're waiting for that other shoe to fall.
So what do the playoffs look like now?
Well, now you'll have, you know, the Lions will host the Washington Commanders, who got that doink that went through for a field goal.
You believe that?
To win 27-24 in their playoff victory over Tampa Bay. So Lions and Commanders, Eagles will take on the Rams in the NFC. AFC, it is, Texans in Kansas City. And then the Ravens are on the road at Buffalo.
Okay. College football playoffs coming up on the 20th,
mm-hmm.
Monday.
Monday, Notre Dame, speaking of late field goals, get one to beat Penn State.
Wow.
My Irish.
Hey, there were some good games.
I didn't see, I don't have cable.
Okay.
But I was at the BCT, so I didn't get a chance to see either of the games. But from what I was told, it was a late score, too, for Ohio State, wasn't it?
Ohio State was pretty tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Ohio State, I think. But Notre Dame,
they got
that big guy working for them.
Well, they got, yeah. They got a little extra help.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, that's Monday. Set for Monday, mm-hmm. 20th. All right, let's take a little break here. North Dakota Army National Guard, they've been a sponsor from day one.
From day one.
We thank
those.
This is
episode 51, and they've been there since episode one.
And a few of those guys are out in California as well.
They are.
Fighting fires.
Fighting wildfires. And I do know someone that is from the Los Angeles area.
Okay.
Lives here in Valley City now.
Oh.
But that's where they grew up and has some people that they know that is dealing with stuff. So thoughts going out to anybody, if you know anyone out there. But the Army National Guard is doing this is something you could do as a junior or senior. You're trying to figure out what you want to do with your life. Well, you go into the Guard. You can be an enlisted soldier. You can commissioned officer. People will salute you. State tuition assistance for public and private institutions. 4 colleges with ROTC program. These are just some of the education assistance that they give you. The biggie, the combined federal and state tuition assistance programs will cover up to 100% of tuition at North Dakota State Supported School. So, again, check it out at 1-800-GO-GUARD, 1-800-GO-GUARD, or ndarmyguard.com. Madison Schlager is our recruiter here in Valley City at the Armory. Stop by. She's Grand Forks girl, Bison grad, so she's happy right now.
You know, I get saluted once in a while on the highway.
Different salute, buddy. More fingers are involved with the salute to a sergeant or a commissioned officer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just there's more fingers and a different angle. Okay.
Oh, goodness. Anything else locally?
Oh, boy. Well, you got lots of, swimming and diving. Mm-hmm. Jamestown, we got Bodie Haglund from Valley City. If memory serves, now just qualified again for, I think this will be his 4th state meet that they'll have at the end of the season that he is qualified for. Swimming for Jamestown, and hockey teams struggling a little bit, but the girls, I think 2-9 the last I checked. Addie Bacalar, she's a little freshman goaltender from Valley City. That's Coach T's daughter, and they had a tough loss, 4-0 here against Century right after the holidays. She had 31 saves, but one was an empty netter, so 31 out of 34 she stopped. But they're right, 2-9. We've got, 3 girls there with Addie Gerhardt and Addie's Bacalar sister, Lainey, are the 3 girls there. We've got about 5 or 6 boys.
You know, there's a guy we need to get on. Trevor Bacalar.
Trevor should be
on. You know, he went through the guards.
Yeah.
And he'd be the perfect person to talk about that as well.
Uh-huh.
But also his sports days at VCSU, he was
he's
heck
a Hall
of
Famer.
A running back. Yeah.
When I'm at the in the Hall of Fame room during the BCT, stuffing my face with some of the great food, there's his picture sitting right there with the plaque of Coach Bacalar.
And coaching at VCHS.
Yep, track, head track coach.
Did a little football once, I think early in his career.
Early in his career, and then he, of course, went to Iraq.
Right.
And in the early 90s, his service, and left and was deployed for a little while.
Trevor, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
On this day in sports history.
Ooh.
We're talking January 14th.
Okay.
Halfway through the month already. That first year of Toast and Jam went pretty fast.
That did go really fast.
I'm still trying to, it made my head spin. Still trying to wonder what the heck happened. On this day in sports history, Super Bowl II, 1968, Miami Orange Bowl, Miami, Florida, Green Bay Packers beat Oakland, 33-14. MVP? Want to take a run? Yeah, Bart Starr.
Bart Starr.
Yeah. 73. On this day in 73, another Super Bowl.
All right.
Super Bowl VII. L.A. Memorial Stadium, L.A. Miami Dolphins beat Washington 14-7. MVP.
Was that Scott?
It was.
Jake Scott?
Jake Scott. Yeah.
Defensive back.
Miami. As a matter of fact, the center for Miami was from South Dakota
Langer.
State. Langer.
Yeah,
yes.
Jim Langer.
Jim Langer.
This is a field named after him in Royalton, Minnesota.
Okay.
That was the infamous Garo Yupremian tried to throw the ball, and it was just kind of flubbed. That was the only points for the Redskins in that game, 14-7.
Yeah. On this day, 1985, Martina Navratilova, a lot of people couldn't pronounce that, is third to win 100 tennis tournaments. Connors and Everett were the other two. There you go, Eric Kringle.
Yeah, that's for you, buddy.
On this day, 2001, NFC Championship, Giant Stadium, East Rutherford.
What year was it?
Did I have to bring this up? 2001.
Was that the 41 rip game?
It was.
I was in Roseau, Minnesota watching that game.
I was kind of watching it.
Oy vey.
Yay. That was ugly, too. What is it with January 13th and 14th? We're not going to play on those days ever again.
We're going to take those days. Can we move the game, please? Suspicious.
You know, they're thinking about that, too. You know, with that best record for a wild card.
Right.
They should have gotten maybe one home game. They should, instead of the division winner, go with the records.
Right. Just to have a true seeding.
Yeah. Talking about that, I guess. How about sports birthdays today, January 14th? 1874. On this day, 1874, I thought this was unique.
Okay.
Jack Taylor, baseball pitcher, Major League Baseball record, 187 consecutive complete games.
Oh, my.
World Series, 1907. NL ERA leader, 1902 for the Cubs.
187 consecutive complete games.
Still a record.
Well, I don't. That's never going to be broken.
Yeah. Nobody plays. Well, nobody pitches.
No, you would have to pitch and complete every single start you have for six consecutive years, in order to touch that record.
Is that a record or what?
Wow, that's a record that will never be broken.
I
guarantee.
Yeah. 1921, Ken Sayers was born, American basketball player. Popularized and may have invented the jump shot. Ken Sayers, born in Nebraska, died 2016. And let's see, Carl Weathers, born on this day. That ring a bell?
Yep, Apollo Creed.
Yes, football player, actor.
Yep.
And was in all the Rocky films.
Yes, he was. Passed away here not too long ago.
2024, not too long ago. There you have it, birthdays. Sports trivia. What was...
That's last week's question.
Let's go to last week.
Yeah.
Sports trivia, of course, sponsored by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Again, this was from that trivia book that I received for Christmas. Sports writer Henry Chadwick was a critic of a rule in the game called the bound rule. What was the bound rule? Did you look that up?
I did not look it up, but I have a theory.
Okay. Do you want to throw the theory at me?
Did it have anything to do with a batted ball, or when a batter hits the ball, if it bounced once and a fielder caught it off one bounce, the batter was out.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was. Yeah, if the batted ball bounced once and a fielder caught it, the batter was out.
Yeah. And I think at one time you had to hit the batter with the ball, too. You had to throw it at him to get him out.
Yeah,
was the rule at one time.
That'd be kind of scary. That kind of reminds me of the game that we used to play. You know, the fly out was worth something. The one bounce was worth something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
500?
500, yeah.
Because, see, baseball is based on cricket. And you have the one hoppers in cricket. With the pitcher throws the one hopper.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, here's this week's question.
Okay.
What team did Bill Belichick coach to a 36-44 record over a 5-year period prior to winning 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots?
That's easy.
It's an easy one. Paul's got that one nailed. I knew you would.
Yeah, that's easy.
Well, we'll give you the question and answer again next week.
Next week.
Okay.
Of course, now he's at North Carolina.
Yes.
The head coach of University of North Carolina.
That? Yeah.
Those boys are in for a treat.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You think he can make it with today's kids?
He might.
Okay.
I mean, his girlfriend is about their age.
What? Come on. His son's girlfriend.
No, well, his is like 30 years younger than he is. His girlfriend is, I believe, if memory serves.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, well, is what it is. There's no rule against it.
No, absolutely not. It's only a number.
Okay, that's our sports trivia question. Brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Words of encouragement.
Yeah, get all those. We got to give Chris a little shout out here.
We do. Know? Yeah, hey, that's right.
I got a quick story for you.
We got to pay for the bills here.
Yeah, we got to pay the bills here. But, of course, if you want to get all your eggs in one basket, you need to have them insured. Speaking, you know, Easter's coming up here in April. We'll get them insured by Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak, the more you're going to save, protect your home, vehicle, business, everything that you care about, and get it again at Nodak Insurance Company. Chris Quilvang, give him a call at 845-2912, 845-2912. He is the agent with answers.
You got a bunny hanging out by my door, patio door in the back
room. I saw that picture you sent me. Yeah.
I sent you a picture. He's been hanging out there every day. He just comes by.
He's looking for a carrot.
I know. I got to get a carrot.
Wants to know what's up, Doc.
Yeah. I got to get one out there. Okay. By the way, that's our trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent, who has been with us for some time as well. We appreciate your support. Words of encouragement.
Okay.
You're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.
Okay.
That makes sense?
That makes sense.
You're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.
I've been telling people that for years, that I'm smarter than I think.
Don't be afraid to open that door.
No.
You never know what's behind it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Door number one.
Could be Sam Darnold.
Door number two. Or door number three.
All right, Monty. Let's make a deal.
Okay. Well, that is it for Toast and Jam. You said you were going to talk politics.
Well, just one quick thing. Okay. I don't want to get into it now because I want one quick thing. With the Senate now is in session.
Right.
And one of the bills, it's a Senate bill, Senate Bill 2035. I'm going to do some research on this. It's worded odd, but if you first look at it and read it, it looks like they're trying to get rid of organizations that fund youth sports through gaming.
Oh, really?
We had a group chat with our baseball association last night when this came up. Rosberg, who's our treasurer, was looking into this, but now we're getting a clarification. The wording is misleading. But when you first read this bill, it sounds like they're trying to get or redefine organizations that fund youth sports with gaming. You've got gymnastics in Valley City is funded by gaming. Hockey in Valley City funded by gaming. Baseball in Valley City funded by gaming. Rocky, with what he does at Thundering Saints, they help youth sports. They don't.
Right.
They give to a lot of different organizations. youth sports would go belly up.
Well, not only in Valley City, not all over the state.
West Fargo. West Fargo's Legion is one of their reasons why they have such a beautiful stadium and dang near new uniforms every year. Gaming. Mandan Legion owns a bar. The Legion Club owns a bar so they can fund their baseball program in Mandan.
Well, that would hurt a lot of youth programs.
It would. But, again, like I said, the wording is misleading.
But why do we always do that? Why do we make the wording so misleading? You think it's going to be misleading for legislators?
Oh. Matt Betch was part of that text, and he said, every day, 300 Senate bills and 200 from the House drop every single day. 500 bills happen every single day. Yikes.
Man.
But stay tuned. We'll learn more later on. I'm going to do a little digging on this one, being a big fan of youth sports in this area.
Well, exactly.
That would that would not be good. But anyway, there's my rant.
And you've been pretty close to the baseball thing for a few years now, and that would really hurt the baseball program.
It would.
Man, we got to have that. Keep it going. Yeah. If you're a legislator and you're listening.
And I know two of them. I don't think they're listening, but I'll tell them to listen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, well, keep in tuned on that one.
Exactly.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it for me anyway.
I'm getting my golf in.
Are you?
Yeah. I told Cody I would tell him a shout-out for Cody at the clubhouse, the golf simulator in Moorhead.
Oh, that clubhouse.
Yeah, that clubhouse, okay. Yeah. I try to make it a daily
visit?
Yeah.
You played Hawaii last week.
Last week it was Hawaii. Yesterday I played the stadium in California.
Okay.
They have the stadium seats on
a lot of
the holes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm getting my golf in at some of those PGA courses.
Is it helping you?
It's kicking my butt. it just keeps you swinging.
Wow.
You know, over the winter, you kind of lose that swing.
The senior tour will be here before you know it.
I know. I'm ready for that.
All right.
Getting ready for that. A lot of fun. And getting a little walking in at Courts Plus.
Yeah.
Got my membership there. I think I do now.
Well, hopefully.
I guess I got a call this morning and say, hey, Tim.
Hey.
You're not legit.
You're too legit to quit.
So I made sure that I got everything straightened out.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Well, that's it for Toast and Jam this week. Brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. And I want to thank our guest, but he wasn't here today.
He wants to get on. He did tell me last night. He said, I'll get on.
He's an old radio guy like us.
Yeah. He's got a lot of knowledge with his new job, his new gig up at BCSU.
And I had a few good questions for him.
I bet you do.
Yeah. So we'll get with him.
He'll get on the hot seat here.
Yeah, no kidding. And again, executive producer Eric Kringley, thank you so much. We appreciate all your help. I didn't know we could sound so good.
No.
I'm always amazed.
I am, too. If he can make us sound good, then he's, wow. He is grossly underpaid.
Well, exactly, or he's doing the wrong thing. From the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now. We'll see you next week.